Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Last Friday, I had the great privilege of spending the day with Bishop Oliver Domedashe, the Bishop of the Diocese of Northeast Nigeria. In conversation, he related to me that in 2009, the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram, which means Western education is evil, began to attack Christians in his diocese. In 2014, Boko Haram completely overran his diocese, and the Nigerian military dropped their weapons and fled like children. Thousands of Catholics were killed, 200 church structures were burned, and 100,000 of his parishioners fled for their lives to neighboring countries. A very courageous priest that was with Bishop Oliver when we met on Friday, named Father William, told me that as he drove from parish to parish to celebrate Mass, the roads were littered with dead bodies. And he knew that at any moment he could be surrounded by Boko Haram, dragged from his car, and shot. Experiencing this, Bishop Oliver went before our Lord Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. He was traumatized and trembling and began to pray the rosary. And then suddenly, Jesus appeared to the bishop in a vision, holding a very long sword in his hands. When the bishop saw Jesus, he said, "Lord, what is this?" But Jesus did not answer. He simply stretched out his arms and put the sword into the hands of Bishop Oliver. And when he received the sword, it turned into a rosary. Then Jesus spoke these words three times. "Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone." And the vision ended. And the bishop knew the meaning of the message, that with the prayer of the rosary, we shall conquer. Now, remember, Boko Haram had complete control of the diocese, and if anyone was seen or caught in public as a Catholic by Boko Haram, they would be killed instantly. Yet, despite the danger, Bishop Oliver began to go village to village and organize public rosary processions. And he said that, in a sense, our mother came down, and by the rosary processions, she sent Boko Haram packing. And since that time, since the people began public rosary processions, Boko Haram has been significantly driven out of his diocese. The churches are being rebuilt. All of his parishioners have returned. And most importantly, the church in his diocese is growing from strength to strength. He told me in one parish alone he brought 500 new adult Catholics into the church. Our mother came down through the rosary and rosary processions and sent Boko Haram packing. Because with the rosary, we shall conquer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As we sat together for supper, and Bishop Oliver told me of these miraculous events, he said to me, "Michael, this is not the first time our mother has sent evil forces packing by the power of rosary processions. Do you know what took place in Austria after World War II? Now, I did know, but I liked hearing the story from Bishop Oliver. He recounted that after World War II, like Germany, Austria was divided by the Allies, and the eastern half of the country, including Vienna, came under the control of the Soviets. It was actually within the Iron Curtain. Now, until 1991, the Soviets never lost a nation, but something different happened in Austria because a priest, Father Petrus Pavlicek, was inspired by the words of Our Lady of Fatima, where she said that the actions of men would not be enough. Only she could help us through the rosary. And if we did what she asked, many souls would be saved and there would be peace. So reminded of this, Petrus would say, peace is a gift of God, not the work of politicians. And the gifts of God are obtained through the rosary. The rosary that storms heaven as soldiers a fortress with confidence and determination. So in 1947, with his country at the mercy of Soviet atheistic Marxism, Father Pavlicek began gathering people for public rosary processions on the 13th of every month. He did this from 1947 to 1955. Now, throughout this time, more than 260 peace conferences took place between politicians. But these efforts only ended with the Russians tightening their iron grip on Austria, because man alone does not have the power to change the course of history or bring peace. This is the job of the Queen of Peace, but she asks for our cooperation. So as the Cold War intensified and the Soviets tightened their grip on Austria, Father Pavlicek increased the rosary processions. And finally, to the world's surprise, on May 15, 1955, for no human reason, the Soviets decided to leave Austria and pulled out all their troops. Once again, our mother came down through rosary processions, and she sent the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then Bishop Oliver leaned forward in his chair, and he said to me, "And Michael, you know what happened in Brazil in 1964. Now again, I knew what happened, but I'd like to hear him tell it. In 1964, the communist-leaning president, Goulart, of Brazil, had just come back from Russia with a plan to turn Brazil into a communist country. And he convinced all the governors of this. But then the Archbishop of Rio de Janeiro, Cardinal Camara, spoke out strongly against the president by going on national radio and asking the people to live the message of Fatima to overcome the communist threat and to begin to gather in rosary processions. President Goulart was so enraged by the Archbishop's message that he insulted the people of Brazil in a public speech and ridiculed the rosary, saying that it was his Marxist communist ideas that would save Brazil, not the rosaries of simple women. Now that was a mistake. The next day, 20,000 women surrounded the capital praying the rosary. And then on the Feast of Saint Joseph, 600,000 people surrounded the capital praying the rosary. And the president was so intimidated that he called in a helicopter to fly him away, and he fled the country permanently. Once again, our mother came down through rosary processions and sent the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then Bishop Oliver said to me, and you remember the Philippines, 1986. Again, I knew the story, but I loved hearing him. In the Philippines in the 1980s was ruled by the vicious dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Some of you may remember his wife Imelda with her thousands of purses and shoes. But at one point, led by Cardinal Sin, the Archbishop of Manila, thousands of people rose up against the dictatorship by rosary processions. In fact, at one point, with thousands, hundreds of thousands of people gathered for the rosary, the president sent the army and tanks to literally crush those praying the rosary. Now, at the front of the lines were devout nuns who ceaselessly led the people in the rosary. And when they were ordered to move or be run over, they prayed the rosary even louder. And then the miraculous happened. Later, when they were interviewed, those driving the tanks and the infantry at the head of the soldiers said that they were ready and committed to run over the people with the tanks when they saw an extremely beautiful lady who instructed them that they were to stop and to do no harm to the people because she was the Queen of Heaven. And President Marcos fled. Once again, Our Lady came down through rosary processions and sent the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then Bishop Oliver said, Michael, you should come to Nigeria. And I said, no way. If I go to Nigeria and get killed by Boko Haram, my wife will kill me. But then I thought about it, and I said to him, Bishop, in the West, especially America, we are not facing an enemy that will probably kill the body. We're facing an enemy that is killing our souls. Materialism, comfort, complacency. We have everything we need, so we don't think we need God, and we are dying spiritually. And then the bishop leaned forward and he said to me very passionately, our mother will conquer, but she needs your cooperation. And I said, how? What do we do? First, he said, you must receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist and adore him in Eucharistic adoration. Second, tell the people to invite others to pray the rosary with them. Families must invite other families to pray the rosary with them at least once a week. And Sundays are the most important day to do this, to gather with family and friends on Sunday and share life together and pray the rosary. And third, organize rosary processions. And I said, I interrupted him. I said, Bishop, they won't. They're too comfortable. And he said, Michael, tell them anyway. Because in every crisis, our mother comes down through the rosary and rosary processions, and she sends the enemy packing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you were blessed to be with me last Friday, and you too were able to hear the bishop speak, to see him. It was very striking.
It was incredible. I was very blessed to be able to go with you to Steubenville and hear you speak as well, which I really want to give you an extra congratulations on how well that went. But I was also lucky to come early enough to see the bishop talk, and I was so amazed at how happy that man is. I don't know anyone who exudes as much joy as he does, because multiple times in the middle of his talk, he just burst into song for Our Lady. It was so beautiful, because as well, I don't think anyone else could have pulled that off. I think if anyone else had done it, I would have felt a little awkward, but he had a very beautiful, beautiful voice and a beautiful passion. But to hear it paired so closely with the stories he told of the death and destruction and fear within his own nation was so intense and striking, but there's obviously something to be said about that. I think perhaps his proximity to death is what makes him so aware of the goodness of life.
That is such a good point. That is such a good point. He told a powerful story of when Boko Haram would enter a village, they would round up all the men and shoot them, and then take over the houses for themselves. And they surrounded one small village and either drove out or killed all the people. But there was a father and mother and two children who hid in their house. And they began to pray the rosary continuously. Now, Boko Haram took over their village for 2 months. So this family was trapped in their house for 2 months, but and they prayed the rosary. Food never ran out. Boko Haram cut the water supply, and their water never ran out. And finally, Boko Haram left, and they were safe through the power of the rosary.
Not to mention, he told at the end of the story that when rescue finally came, they came into the house, and they turned the water on, and it was completely dry.
Yeah, no water.
No water. The moment they were safe. Very similar to stories from Catherine of Siena. But we forget that those things are very present. That's not a story of the past. These miracles can happen now and are happening now. And at the same time, that darkness is happening now.
But the darkness that we're facing here in America, that people are facing in their lives, is very different. It's not Boko Haram, but I almost never talk to a person who's not overwhelmed by life. Yeah. Or has great fears, anxiety, struggles. They are experiencing darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is the same. It's actually very simple, but people won't do it. Do 4 things. Consecrate yourself to Mary. Pray the rosary every day. Read and live Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 33. And do not worry.
Yeah. I think it is crazy seeing the contrast and why it's so important to hear stories from people like Bishop Oliver, is that you look at where we're at versus his faith and the faith he talked about, baptizing 500 people in a day. And because we're so comfortable, so complacent, again, we don't think we need certain things, and then we completely forget and we fall away. And it's so sad to see that they're so faithful and we're not, when we really don't know what life is about and we've never been threatened in it. So it's a good reminder to reflect on the reality of life, and that this is really a privilege to even be alive.
Which means the very first thing that we should do is live in constant thanksgiving.
Yes, exactly.
God has given us so much that at least we should just live in constant thanksgiving and delight.
Well, before we go, I was gonna do a short plug for something as well.
Please.
Yeah. A while ago, we talked about doing some small events for young adults in KC, and I want to kick that off soon. We were thinking of doing happy hour September 30th. I think that's a Saturday, maybe around 7:30 after dinner. So not really happy hour, but the drinks will be on us. We'll think of a place soon. But if you are interested, you can contact us at support@schooloffaith.com.
Yeah.
Send us an email. Let us know you're interested. Invite anyone you'd like to. This is for young adults, so we're thinking like right out of college, maybe up till like, you know, 21 to 26.
And they don't have to be Catholic.
You don't have to be Catholic. It's not going to, there won't be a talk or anything. It's just, we're just trying to build community right now. So bring anyone. They don't have to be religious at all. Hopefully there will be good conversation anyways, but bring anyone you'd like.
Friendship is the bridge. And it is one of the greatest ways to do good in the world. It's awesome you're doing this. So if you're out there and you are 21 to 25 or 26, come and do this. But let Teresa know that you're interested. Send an email to support@schooloffaith.com. So it's a good way to live our mission of friendship and good conversation. And maybe down the line, the rosary. Share this with others.